We've all heard it before. It's who you know. Now hear why it's so true. Welcome to Social Capital, the weekly podcast where we dive into social relationships and how the investment you put into them establishes trust, reciprocity, and value within your networking community. Your host, Lori Hybe, will connect with top professionals and dive into their best networking stories and techniques to share with you.
Hey, everybody, Lori Hybe here. Welcome to the Social Capital Podcast. Our show notes are found at socialcapitalpodcast.com. You can also follow me on Twitter at LJ Hybe and on Facebook. This week's guest is Marie Hazy.
Thanks for having me.
Yeah, very excited to have you.
Excited to be here.
Marie, yeah, absolutely. So a little bit about your background. You've owned a free-spirited lifestyle boutique called The Vintage Gypsy for the past 8 years. Marie has been called the pioneer of downtown by inspiring 8 boutiques, a brewery, and pizza place to open their businesses on a lackluster Main Ave. Creating and cultivating are the core that Marie brings to the table, and it's her driving force. She is currently a commissioner on the Economic Development Authority and is helping to bring business and economic diversification to her community. Awesome. Great background, Marie.
Thank you.
So as a Economic Development Authority who's advocating for business and economic growth and diversification, you know, everyone's always talking about this online space and you're trying to build the community. And I love that. I think that's fantastic in the real world. I do have a question here related to that. Is it necessary for the brick and mortars to actually to be focusing on selling online, or can you just have that brick and mortar and still survive nowadays?
So I get this a lot over the years. People have asked me, okay, great, you have a brick and mortar store. But as you see nowadays, everything is going online. So years ago, I decided, well, I should probably go online as well. And I do have an online store. But what I have found over the years is it's not necessary. It's definitely helpful. A lot of my customers will shop my online store and then come in locally. Reaching that broader national audience has proved more difficult to me. But I don't necessarily think you need that. I think people nowadays want a more personable experience. They want to come into a brick and mortar store. And it's been harder for me to see, to get the feel of my brick and mortar store to translate online. And so I don't necessarily think that needs to be something to focus on. If you do, it's a full-time job in itself. So if you're trying to run a business, a brick and mortar store, and trying to run an online store, it's very difficult. So I think if you pick one and just go with it and focus on it, I think you can be successful at it. Or you hire somebody to do the online store as well. But I don't think it's needed necessarily.
Okay. I mean, you did mention that there's obviously a broader reach, but that can be more challenging as you.
Right. It's definitely more. I've run into that. And, you know, figuring out how much to spend on, you know, advertising and how far to reach and how far you want to go. I mean, you can throw thousands and thousands of dollars at that. And so it just kind of where you think you want to go with your business, I guess, is the main thing. I've been focused on, you know, I'm best at building relationships face to face and people that way. So translating numbers has been difficult for me. So I mean, it's nice adding for me because I do have sales on my online web store, but I do find a lot of people will shop, my local people will shop and then come in.
Okay. So how do you make the connections with the customers that you, that only find you online then, that you've never actually met in person?
So that we have started to do a lot more. We'll do like some video. So like Facebook video live things. That has been super fun since they've started doing that. You know, just do a lot of videos, Instagram mm-hmm. videos, and having people see who I am through that or who my employees are, what the shop looks like and what we're about, and just trying to, you know, get people that, you know, maybe are in Florida to see all about up here in Minnesota. So just trying to connect that way has been really helpful. I also think that when people connect online, sharing a lot of my business comes from Facebook, sharing photos and asking interactive questions. And then, you know, talking with them and saying, hey, this is Marie, I'm the owner. And, just, you know, having that connection with a person, you know, somewhere else that, they get to know you through that. And you know, having my face out there and having our face out there has been the best way to connect with people that are, you know, states away that I've found.
Nice. That's great. And so this next question is a little deeper, maybe, but I know that when we met, a couple of months ago at a women's business owner retreat, which was really fun. Your story kind of was inspiring and fascinating, and that's why I wanted to interview you on the show. But what do you work towards in life?
My main goal in life has been be happy. If I'm not happy, nobody around me is happy, and life is miserable. And my focus, right? For everybody. Everybody wants to be happy. I have found that, so starting my business 8 years ago, I call myself an accidental entrepreneur. You know, I didn't know that's what I put myself into. It just happened. I took a chance. It was my passion. Like, I'm happy building and creating and doing and connecting with people. And that in turn was my success that made me happy and helped get me to where I am today. So money had never been like top priority. I mean, that's always something that just, you know, you hear people say that, like, you do what you love and the money will follow. Well, that's true. Like, I'm not like, you know, making a million, but it's definitely, it gives me, you know, I don't have to work any other jobs. I can do this. This is a job. So happiness in life, and I love to travel. That would be my other thing. I work to travel. I do this, and I'm a gypsy heart. So,
yeah, exactly. I know that was. I love the story that you shared about, you know, where you came up with the name for your business as well.
Yeah.
Okay, so networking is obviously the place and the conversation topic today. Can you share with our listeners your most successful or favorite networking story that you've had?
Oh, networking. Okay, I am the first person to say I dislike networking because my view of networking is going to a networking meeting and connecting with people that way. That's not how I do that. My girlfriend just told me, she's like, you are a natural networker. That's why you just don't think you're good at it, because you're just really natural at it. So it's literally a daily thing. Like, I'm out meeting people. I'm just trying to think of, like, I'm constantly networking, and I don't even think of it as, because I'm just connecting with people and talking with them and finding out their stories and then telling them about mine. There's nothing really that stands out a lot. I'm trying to think. I mean, connecting with my local government and becoming a commissioner with the EDA has been a really interesting networking thing in itself, which I didn't even think of. I didn't even look at it like that. But the whole other, you know, realm of people that it opened me up to, and just more of the community and getting to know these other people. And it's just like a natural progression. But there's not really one thing that really stands out for me, because like I said, I'm not a quote unquote networker that you would think of, you know?
Sure. So let's talk about your role, within, like you said, connecting with the local government and getting involved in the Economic Development Authority. How did that even become? How did that opportunity get presented to you?
I have been called the pioneer of downtown. Our downtown, let's see, we live in a community of like 25,000 people. It's a lake town, really cute. We have this cute, quaint downtown. Like I said, I was one of the first to just take a chance down there. And I kind of grew. Everyone saw that I could make it. And then all of a sudden, there's all these 8 boutiques, all this other stuff happening. And then we had an election, and the new mayor approached me and saw what I was doing. This very an emotional person about women in business, and seeing what I have done for the community through my business and just being, you know, the person that I am there and what I've done for our downtown. And that moved him enough to say, I think the EDA would be a great fit for you. I knew nothing about what it was, because I'm not really a political type person, which he also liked that, because I've got my views, but I'm not going to swing, you know, away. I do what I want.
Sure.
And
sure.
He liked that. Yep, yep. My family has been in the community here for 100 plus years. you know, my background. I live two blocks away from the downtown, so we live in an older home. He liked my connection to the community, to the people. I know a lot of people live in here, grew up here. It was just kind of that. So sliding into this role was kind of, okay, very out of my comfort zone. But, wow, this could be good for me. And when the mayor asks you to do something, you're kind of like, wow, I must be doing something right if he really thinks that I would be really good for this role.
Yep.
So long story short, I've been in it a little over a year, and it was the right move. I love it. I love being on the cusp of growing our downtown, growing our small community, and making it the vision that we have for our town, our lake town, and making it a great place to live and play and work.
Thank you so much for sharing that story. I think it's a fantastic story. And what I love about this is that you first opened how you answer this question was that you dislike networking. But then you said the whole reason that this opportunity came to you is because of your connection to the people and the community, which is networking is like the technical term for exactly that, right?
Right. Maybe it's me. I'm not a technical tech person. Like I said, I'm just in the technical terms. Maybe I don't like to be put in a box. So maybe that's it. Like I'm a natural networker, but it's just like the label of networking gives me like, it's not natural. So,
okay. I'm going to try to rephrase my question so that we're not using the word networking then. So how do you stay in front of and best nurture your community?
It's a daily thing. I am an outgoing person that likes to go out and meet people in the community. I try to attend events, chamber meetings. You know, I'll just meet with the mayor every once in a while, catch up on coffee, local business people. I'm friendly, so that's natural for me. And you just meet through people through that, through like local events. And like in the summer, you go to our local lake, back down to a restaurant that's a bar on the water. And you talk to people, you talk to everyone, business owners. So you just network that way. Even though I bet it's networking, it's just talking to people and getting to know their viewings and staying in the loop.
Okay. So you kind of spoke to this a little bit earlier on, but again, as I try to rephrase and recraft my questions here. So building relationships in the digital space versus traditional, which one do you find more value in?
I am definitely more old school, gypsy, like vintage. Like a face-to-face, a handshake, but then something that's natural to me. Like I do find it harder to translate that in the digital world. So that's all for me, especially for, you know, business. It's out of my comfort zone. It's not something that I naturally do. So I have to work at that.
That makes sense. Exactly. And especially in your line of business and even the brand that you kind of have built for you, it definitely makes sense that face-to-face relationship and exactly what you're speaking to earlier with the connections of you're outgoing,
right.
You go and meet people in the community. I think that totally makes sense. So Bree, if you could go back to your 20-year-old self, what would you tell yourself to do more of, less of, or differently with regards to your professional career?
I would definitely say you don't need to focus on what other people think you should do. I think I am a natural people pleaser, want to be that, which is probably a reason people like me. I just want them to like me. I'm a natural happy person, but I would say just don't fret or work. I mean, I've gone through this. I'm 40 now, and I'm still like, is this what I want to do? What am I going to do next? But it's constantly growing, and just take all the experiences, you know, and learn from them, and don't be afraid to take chances. You know, that was the big thing. I think I held back a lot, you know. Waste some years thinking, man, why was I like that in my 20s? If I just had just let go and trusted myself, I think would have been yourself. Big one. Yep.
Yeah. No, I agree. I think there's a lot. It is just kind of, and that's part of the learning process is to just go ahead and trust yourself a little bit, right? It takes a while to get to that stage.
Right. And it does take a while to get to that stage. Yeah.
So we've all heard of the 6 degrees of separation. Now, who would be the one person that you'd love to connect with? And do you think you can do it within the sixth degree?
One person, huh?
Well,
man, this was a tough one. Can Kevin Bacon be the 6 degrees of separation?
Well, that is the whole joke, isn't it?
Man, I don't know.
Yep. I think there's a documentary on Netflix about like someone actually making that happen, or maybe there was some other celebrity.
I'm not very celebrity driven and just kind of do my own thing. I'm trying to think of a celebrity. I don't know.
Well, it doesn't have to be a celebrity. Is there someone that has been an inspiration to you or?
I'm going to ponder that. Huh.
Well, you ponder on that one. Okay. All right. So I always like to ask my guests, what book are they reading right now? I'm just a fan of reading and just having good books near me. And I like to hear what others are reading.
So I am not a huge reader because I've got a lot going on and I can't focus very well. Mm-hmm. So I listen to podcasts. So the podcast that my really good friend was just telling me about, it's a business podcast, and it had to do with exit strategies. And I can tell you the name if you want me to tell you the name.
Sure, absolutely.
Here we go. Smart Passive Income, Business, Blogging, and Lifestyle with Pat Flynn.
Oh, yeah. I've listened to that one. It's a good one.
Have you? Yeah, so this one hit me right at the right time, and it was... So I've been listening to a few of his, and this was kind of an exit strategy about going into business. A lot of people don't have an exit strategy in mind. Most businesses end or move, or, you know, nothing is another thing I've learned. Nothing is forever. Everything kind of comes to an end and is finite. And I'm kind of dealing with that a little bit right now. My business is changing. I want to go in different directions. I want to know, you know, what is the next step, because we're constantly growing and changing and all of that. So this one was a good one right at the right time. I really liked it. This one, I'll listen to it a couple times. So yeah.
Cool. Well, we'll include the link to that episode just for our listeners in case they're intrigued and want to check it out themselves as well.
Definitely.
So Marie, do you have any final word or advice to offer our listeners with regards to growing and supporting your community and your relationships?
If you're passionate about it, you're going to make it happen. Just get out there, get involved. That's the first, that's the only thing I would say, like, get involved, you know, talk to people, be open, be genuine. I mean, I know if you're just genuine, you're genuine, but you know, people like that, respond to that. Get out there and just start talking to people. Don't look at it as networking. Obviously I don't. So if I did, I would, you know, maybe some people do better in that kind of box of networking and meeting with people like that. But I think just being out there in front of people and getting involved with local things and, you know, even volunteering your local communities, neighbors, neighborhoods, you know, anything is a great way to get out there and network and talk to people, get your vision out there.
Yeah. Really good. I like that. And if you're passionate about it, make it happen. I think that's good advice too. And getting involved and being genuine and real. I mean, those are all fantastic pieces of advice for our listeners. Thanks so much.
You're welcome.
All right, Marie, if anyone was interested in getting in contact with you, what is the best way that they can reach you?
They could send me an email, and it's the number one, so one, vintagegypsy@gmail.com. That would probably be the best way right there. I also have a Facebook page. It's called The Vintage Gypsy. It's all one word. That one, too, can send me a message. Both those are really great ways to get a hold of me.
Great. And we will include that information in the show notes.
Perfect.
All right. Well, thank you so much for taking some time out of your busy schedule and being on the show today, Marie.
Well, thanks for inviting me. I had a really good time.
It was fun. Good information you offered our listeners. And and I'm sure someone will be reaching out to you soon, I imagine.
Perfect. I'll be waiting.
This wraps up our episode of Social Capital. A huge thank you to Marie for taking the time to connect with us. Join us next week for another great guest as we continue the conversation on networking and building your community. If you need me, send an email to Lori@socialcapitalpodcast.com. Otherwise, we'll see you next week.
That's all for this episode of the Social Capital Podcast. Be sure to visit socialcapitalpodcast.com for show notes, more episodes, and to check out our free ebooks on business and networking.